Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
You know, you really don't need a forensics team to get to the bottom of this. If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
It's a line from The Social Network, the movie from tonight's Ted's Movie Club. That's Jesse Eisenberg, who, of course, indelibly portrayed Mark Zuckerberg, speaking to Armie Hammer, who played both of the Winklevoss twins in the movie. We'll get into that in just a moment in Ted's Movie Club. But first, we have on the line our winner for tonight's the Shaw's and Star Market $100 gift card giveaway on the debut week of The Drive at 5 here in WEI Afternoons. We got Big Mike on the line. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Mike?
How'd it feel to be caller number 9?
Incredible. I appreciate it. I'm in charge of the tailgating for week 1 at Foxborough, so it just worked out that way.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, Mike, what's the number one thing that you have to have at a tailgate for a football game? What's the number one thing?
Ooh.
Oh, we're going sausages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Good pick.
Save that drop.
Yep, love it. Yep. Quality pick. Right.
There's no wrong answer, though, but you know what, Mike? There's no wrong answer. It could be wings, could be buffalo chicken dip, could be the sausages, could be the burgers, whatever it is. And, of course, you know you can get all of that and more at Shaw's. Have a great weekend, my guy. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate you. Go Sox, go Pats, and keep in touch, okay?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yep, you too.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Teddy, real quick, let's just whip around the room.
Let's do it.
Let's imagine we're doing a WEEI afternoon show tailgate outside of Pat's game, or maybe we go on the road. We're at Tobacco Road at Belichick. Who knows where? What are you bringing to the tailgate?
This is an Iowa thing. I don't know if this is a tailgate thing, but we just had, have you ever had a walking tacos?
Oh my God!
In the Doritos bag, it's
in a Fritos bag. Yes, sir.
But they did Doritos in Iowa. But it's usually like a Frito pie, like you do a chili and a Frito laid chips bag. But yeah, mm-hmm. we did, you know, like the ground beef in the Dorito bag and called it walking tacos.
Boy.
I had my first one ever. I forget the name of the game that it was at Camp Randall for Wisconsin versus Minnesota, their annual rivalry game. I think they play for like a big hammer or the axe game or whatever.
Yeah.
Woo, man. Midwest knows how to party. Ball game, what are you bringing?
Oh, boy. Well, my first instinct is enough beer to drown you. I would bring Gansett's for my friend Fitzy and Miller Lights for my friend Andy just to suck up to both of them. But in lieu of bringing beer, I love the pick of sausages. I'm a simple guy at any sporting. Give me hot dogs. I'm bringing Bergs and dogs, and I'm going simple. I'm going effective. It's bringing everything together. You got to have a foundational item, so I'm bringing that.
I got you covered on the St. Louis-style ribs that I'll pre-smoke before we get there. Then I'll finish them on the grill. Stiz, what do you got?
I just got myself a nice cast iron flat top for my grill, and I made a mean barbecue chicken the other night. So I'm going to bring this new barbecue chicken creation that I extra spicy.
Extra spicy with the flat top. And, of course, Andy would be making smash burgers as well. Love it. Sounds like we'll have a delicious tailgate. All right, I'm hungry. I got my popcorn. I got my soda. I got my candy. Let's go to the movies.
On the field. He's always brought the hammer and the heart.
Smack down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Off the field, he's a refined gentleman of culture and fine art.
Hard to believe that Johnson, 240-pounder, what he really likes to do is read romantic novels. He gets inspired by those.
Buy your tickets and grab your seats.
Movies are like books, but with pictures.
It's Ted's Movie Club.
You don't know?
It means I'm a
on WEEI Afternoons.
That might be the line of the show.
I love it.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ted. That you said, and you said it in earnest yet, and that might have been the line of the show. It was perfect.
I was funny when I wasn't trying to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best kind of funny.
That is the best
story
kind of
my life.
Funny. Yeah. All right, Teddy, what movie we got this week, my friend?
So this week we got The Social Network, which is a David Fincher movie. I'm a big fan of his movies. He's excellent. Aaron Sorkin, which a lot of people know, is a great writer. He wrote the movie. But it stars Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield, and Justin Timberlake. And it's basically about the Harvard student, what's his name, Mark Zuckerberg, who basically creates the social networking site called Facebook, who gets sued by a couple twins and one of his best friends, basically saying that he stole their idea. And it's just about that story. It's phenomenal. It's fascinating. It was filmed all here in Boston. It's got a little edge to it. I find that world to be incredible, how it all started. And, you know, that's just the way Zuckerberg thinks, I find to be kind of fascinating. But Fincher does a great job of making what might not sound like a very interesting storyline be interesting. And I think Timberlake had a good little spot in this movie. Basically, he was the guy who started Napster, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of just weaseled his way into basically Mark Zuckerberg's good side and was able to make some money off of something that really he had no business making. But I just think it's so well acted. I love how they tell the story, going back and forth with the lawyers, and I think they do a good job of kind of showing you how difficult it is to work. And have to deal with a guy like Mark Zuckerberg, who's a brilliant person, but not an easy guy to work with and to do a project like this.
So it's very funny that you bring this movie up, Ted, because there's a period of about 15 years ago where there were two movies made by two of my all-time favorite directors, two incredible American directors, David Fincher and Steven Soderbergh. Respectively, if I'm not mistaken, I believe he directed the latter film. The first one, obviously, being David Fincher's Social Network. And who would have ever thought that a movie about a college kid possibly stealing some IP from a couple other college kids could turn into this riveting, thrilling, courtroom, conversational play on the way business is done, original thought, humanity, and the massive impact that Facebook would ultimately have on American society, hell, the entire world. And then a year later, we get Moneyball. And Moneyball is another one of these movies where it's like, how the hell did you make this a movie, let alone did you make this an incredibly compelling movie? And it's the performances, it's the nuance, it's the great directing, and ultimately, it's the screenwriting. And this script is by Aaron Sorkin, who, of course, wrote The West Wing, is an incredible screenwriter, incredible teleplay writer, truly one of the best writers of the last 50 years in Hollywood. And it's gorgeously shot. Armie Hammer is the Winklevoss twins, creep that he may be, is amazing. Jesse Eisenberg should have gotten an Oscar. The movie did win a few Oscars as well. Soundtrack by Trent Reznor.
Spectacular. I like the soundtrack. Very good.
Awesome soundtrack.
Yeah. Yep.
This is a great movie. And Dan, before we get into our ratings here on Ted's Movie Club EEI Afternoon Style, the popcorn meter on Roddy T's with over 100,000 ratings was 87%, and the critics 96%. So we're talking one of the best reviewed movies of the 21st century.
Yeah, no question. I'll throw my rating in. You both summed it up extremely well. This one also resonates with me a lot growing up in the Facebook age and the social media age. Most of my cognitive life has been involved in social media one way or another. So I had seen this one before. It was great to go back and watch it again. And to your point, Fitzy, the way that they were able to create tension out of something that you wouldn't think would be as tense as, you know, a Shawshank Redemption or something like that. Tremendously well done. I will watch anything and everything Aaron Sorkin did. The Newsroom was one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
Underrated.
One of my favorite of all time.
I haven't heard
anybody ever say that. Yep. Yes, great show.
Absolutely up there for me. So I'm giving this 4.5 out of 5 Johnsons. It's a tremendous movie. Loved it before and loved watching it again. What do you got, Ted?
Fitzy, I'm giving him the same rating. I'm 4.5 Johnsons, buddy.
Yeah, listen, I'm coming out of the gate with the same score 3 movies in a row. I gave Mohicans 4.5 Johnsons out of 5. I gave Argo, which is just such a spectacular movie, 4.5 out of 5. And I'm going to give The Social Network 4.5 out of 5 Johnsons as well. It's hard to find very much room to criticize this film. Some may say it's a little long. Some may say it's a little slow. But if you're into character play and the historical development of something that is massively impactful on our society, this is the movie for you as well. My apologies also. Steve Zaillian wrote Moneyball. Bennett Miller directed it. But still, a tremendous movie. Ted, the crew loves the movie.
Yep.
You're just hitting nothing but bangers, hitting them all out of the park with the first couple choices on the Movie Club. Would you please share with the audience so they can do their prep for the next edition of Ted's Movie Club?
You got it. Before
we do that, Stiz, what's your score?
Oh, Stiz, my apologies.
4.5 Johnsons. I love anything Sorkin, anything Fincher, Zodiac, Benjamin, Curious Case of Benjamin.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, Gone Girl. Just the guy knocks it out of the park every time.
Seven's in the box. By the way, if anyone hasn't seen the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the finished one before they made the American.
I haven't.
Awesome.
No. I'll get to check it out.
Phenomenal.
All right. It's also pouring rain here at Fenway.
All
right. So this is. I want to throw this movie out and just get you guys early thoughts on it. If you guys aren't interested, we can go somewhere else. But I'm thinking of a movie that I was on the other day. I can watch this movie over and over and over again, like Social Network. That's the kind of I judge a good movie.
Yeah.
Rewatchability. Sicario.
Oh.
If you've ever seen the movie Sicario,
the best.
It's a phenomenal movie that doesn't get a lot of run. The follow-up to Sicario was terrible.
Day of the Soldado was not great.
Awful. But Sicario, one of my favorite movies ever. Love it.
Well, Benicio del Toro in that, Ted?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Give me Emily Blunt in just about anything, period. John Krasinski's wife is one of my favorite movie stars of the past 20 years.
Let's go with Sicario, because I guarantee Andy has not seen it. And Dan, you haven't
seen
it, right?
I think Andy is going to love it. Yeah. Sicario, or as a friend of mine called it, Pete Hegseth's Wet Dream. It's such a fun movie. And it's also... it's violent and it's also revealing and extremely tense, Ted. Yeah, that's a great choice. Okay.
Yep.
So the next one is, if everyone wants to do their homework, if you haven't seen it, directed by Denis Villeneuve, Sicario from 2016. 617, thank you very much, Ted. That was a great addition to the Movie Club. Sicario is your assignment, everybody. 617-779-7937. When we come back, a little flashback Friday fun on Odds and Ends, a crossover with Arcan, and EEI Afternoons is out of here.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Love it.
I don't even need to tell anyone what line that movie is from, and if I do, please turn off your radio or stop screaming.
Yeah, that's a movie I've never seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Even I
have never seen it.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wait, well, hold on. Oh, time
We're
out.
We're watching that soon in.
Oh, that, Ted, that's got to, like, jump to the front of the queue on
It almost might jump to the front.
You absolute bozos.
What I love about that movie.
Have you never seen Caddyshack?
If you've never seen Caddyshack, folks, the word is that the whole movie was almost impromptu.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
A lot of cocaine too, right?
Is can that confirm, I mean? Guys. Yeah, yeah. You know. I read the book on the making of it. About 15% scripted, Ted. The rest of it was just all
organic
booze, cocaine, and improv.
Brilliant! It's amazing.
Oh yeah,
how great
it's,
that
Dan,
movie is.
Stiz, you can ask most dudes, most bros, whatever, golf bros and sports guys and frat dudes and whatever else. It's the most quotable movie ever made. Beyond Anchorman, Beyond Airplane.
Do you think it will hold up? It'll make me laugh in 2025. Like, I'll get references and I'll.
That's a great question.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to probably find out pretty soon. But we play a clip of that, guys, coming in, because today is the 45th anniversary of the release of the movie that many consider the funniest movie ever made, The Great Caddyshack. And on that subject here, in Odds and Ends, as we wrap up our today's edition of WEI Afternoons, I ask you, it is also, coincidentally enough, the release day of Happy Gilmore 2. Who's in on Happy Gilmore 2 this weekend?
Oh, I'm fired up about this. I'm nervous because I feel like the bar was set so high for the first one, but it's star-studded, if nothing else. So what do you think, Ted?
I'm looking forward to it. I won't go see it in the theater. I don't like it that much. Yeah. I'm not the biggest Happy Gilmore fan. I get it, but it's not, you know, Caddyshack, to me, it doesn't even compare. I like it, but I won't make an effort to go to the theaters. I'll wait for it to get...
It's on Netflix, Ted. You can go home and watch it tonight.
It is a Netflix
original.
Then
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Easy lift.
Favorite line from the first one is when he asked... she asked him to get a glass of warm milk, and I'll get you a glass. Shut the hell up.
I'll get you my fingers hurt. Oh, no. Well, it looks like someone just pulled gardening duty. Ben Stiller is incredible in that movie. I hope he makes a cameo in this one. We have been coming to you today from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by our friends at New England Ford Dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on the F-Series, which, of course, is the official truck of the Red Sox. Well, if the weather holds up, we'll actually get a game in tonight, and the anchor of the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show, Christian Arcand, is here for a quick crossover. Hi, buddy.
Hi, Fitzy. I have some words of wisdom for you, okay? And for you, Ted, yes. And for you, Dan, as well.
Okay.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat, but a man worth his while is a man that can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat.
No, okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Okay, Pookie.
And remember,
one of my favorite
speeches
in any movie.
Arcand, remember, on your deathbed, you'll receive total consciousness, so you got that going for
I
you.
I certainly
nice.
Do. By the way, I think this Happy Gilmore sequel is going to be about as good as the Caddyshack sequel with Jackie Mason. As
no,
in to say, I think it's not
going to
be very good at all. I think it's going to suck.
Big one tonight, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Very excited. How is it down there, by the way? How are we? A lot of
boring.
Dodgers fans? Is it a takeover?
Lots of Dodgers fans. Yeah. Yes, Christian.
Okay.
Lots
are we like talking like a Mardi Gras parade like 2 years ago? Because that was unacceptable.
It's right around there. A lot of street clothes, too. Just a lot of people not wearing any jerseys, so I don't know where they're leaning. But, yeah, not as many Red Sox jerseys as I was hoping for.
All right. Wow. Well, we'll have a few minutes for you to get ramped up for this. Hopefully the weather clears and we get some baseball in tonight. I like this pitching matchup. And, yeah, we'll have a quick show for you, then right to Red Sox baseball.
That's our pal Christian Arcan, who's going to do a micro edition of the Christian Arcan Show. Then, of course, he's got you for a full hour with the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show before Dodgers versus Red Sox. To Teddy Johnson, to Dan Ball, to Stanley Bruno, Stiz Grimy back there, Brian Frizzoco running the Twitch and helping produce the show. Great job by everybody today. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks to Mike Giardi, who joined us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Gentle friends, have a great weekend, and thank you all who tuned in today to WEEI Afternoons. Make sure you stay tuned to Christian Arcan for the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show and, of course, Sox Dodgers tonight. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you Monday, everybody.
Blah, 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 blah.
The Red Sox suck.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.